Well, it wouldn't, in a sense it would be, in another it wouldn't, my way of understanding it. Mm-hmm.
And an older person who gets around a lot, you'd say, oh, she's really... For her age, she sure is. Oh, she's just, she just gets up in the morning and she's, you know, 80 or 90 years
glib.
Old.
She use the word glib, a lot of people.
Glib, huh?
To their age.
Uh-huh, glib for their age. That's interesting. They ever use peart?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, they use peart, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Peart to age, glib to age.
And if someone, if somebody said something to you and it just didn't set right, you know, it just didn't, you say, I feel a little about that.
Doubt.
Yeah, and it makes me feel just a little
uneasy.
Yeah. And a little boy wants a light on in his bedroom at night because he's of the dark. He's
afraid.
Yeah. And would you have a name for a person who is... Who was always afraid of the dark? Who all, you know, who seemed to be afraid of everything?
Coward.
All right. You say, well, I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I might say, I used to be afraid of the dark, but if that isn't the case, what's the opposite of used to be? You might say, I used to be, and the opposite of that would be, no, I didn't used to. You might say, no, I. This is kind of hard to get, but to explain to you. But what I mean is, here, would you be like more likely to say I didn't used to be afraid, or
yeah.
I usedn't to be?
Didn't used to be.
Okay, that's. And if a person doesn't mind what he's doing, he doesn't do things very very carefully. He's awfully. No, say you're helping you when your boy was in school and you're helping him do his arithmetic or something and he made a mistake, you know, and you'd say, you can't do that. You've got to be more
accurate.
Yeah, you've got to be more accurate. Don't be so careless. Sure. And what would you call a person who is very different from everybody else? Really, a very
there's a name, but I can't think.
Well, do you ever use something like queer or strange?
Yeah,
or
queer. He's a queer person. Strange person.
All right. And a person who just can't be, you just can't, you can't change his mind no matter how hard you try. A person like that, you'd say, he's awfully... Or you might say to such a person, you know, you try to explain something to him, but no matter how hard or clearly you explain it to him, he's still
hard to understand.
Yeah, and he just won't change his mind. He's, you'd say, don't be
queer person.
All right. Would you ever use anything like mule-headed or
bullheaded?
Yeah. And a person who's easily offended, you might say he's awfully. Would you ever use touchy or touches?